Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
On your mind, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Andy Maragos is going to join us shortly, a representative from Minot, on his bill that would allow underage service members to drink on base. What do you think of that? Should underage active military service members be able to drink alcohol on base? Andy's sponsored on behalf of a member of his constituent. In fact, the person called us yesterday and told us that he had asked Andy to do that and asked others to do it, and they wouldn't. But this one hit some pay dirt with. What do you think? Jason says, I'm all for it. Pat says the legal age to consume alcohol should be 18, period. At 18, you're deemed mature enough to vote, marry, enter into contracts, enlist in the military, but you're not mature enough to drink? Seriously mixed message sent to young adults. Another listener says, if you're old enough to die for your country, you should be old enough to drink. Now, this, by the way, only pertains to folks when they're on base. So it's active military duty, and they're actually on base. Kind of a camaraderie thing, as it's explained by Andy. What do you think, Todd?
Totally agree. I mean, I was just going to pop on with that, basically that last statement right there. You're old enough to defend our country. You should be able to have a beer at the end of the day, for crying out loud. At least on base, and we can debate whether, you know, off base, but certainly on base.
All right. See if folks agree. Tell us at 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email, or call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Want to know what you think today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Let us know if you think that's a good idea. All right? Want to know... What do you think? We're trying to find Andy here. So he'll be joining us shortly, so we'll get a little more detail. But in the meantime, I want to hear from you as well. I actually plan to pick his brain a little bit, get some history on this, find the details on the bill, and then welcome your calls. So we can do it the other way while we wait for Andy to join us today on the program. Either way works for me. John in Mandan. Here's their call in here. Hey, John, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
I think the drinking age at 18 would be crazy anywhere on the base or anywhere in America, because drinking age is 21, and that's the way it should stay. Why mess it up? You're going to have people walking in, 16-year-old kids with fake IDs going in the bar. Not happening. Doesn't make sense.
So you don't agree with Todd and or the other folks that say, hey, you're old enough to defend this country, you're old enough to have an alcoholic beverage?
Absolutely not. No way.
Okay. And the other thing I was going to mention is that here's exactly what Andy said, who, by the way, is a Vietnam vet.
That's fine.
He said if you're in combat, you have to be able to trust and think you know the guy in the foxhole next to you.
Sure you do. You don't get up to drinking a beer with them. You get trust by watching each other's back. I'm not a Vietnam vet. I wasn't in the service, but my best friend in the world was a Vietnam vet, and he told me, how do you trust somebody? I mean, how do you tell someone that something that no one else you dare tell, a secret? You tell a secret to someone, and you say, I trust you with my life. You're going to get that drinking beer in the bar.
John says thumbs down. Paul and Minot, what do you say?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I'm a 20-year vet to the service, and I definitely agree that, you know, if you're 18 years old and you're in the Army, Navy, or one of the services, you need, you know, you should be allowed to drink on base. But with that, like I said, I agree with that 100%. But we also need to make sure that our legislators put some legislators and the commanders of the base really have some good controls on that. Because just for an example, when I go out to Minot Air Force Base and I see the sign there that it's been 4 days for DUI or you know, that even our adults that should know better are getting nailed for DUIs. And so we need much better restraint. Our the commanders really need to step up if they're going to do this. Because, as you know, DUI in a lot of cases kill people. I've called before about the DUI drinking stuff, and I just like to keep my family safe. But, again, I agree with, you know, if you're old enough to fight for the country, you should be old enough to have a beer or two.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Nick in Bismarck, you're next. 701-258-0550. Give us your take on this, folks, today on what's on your mind. Hey, Nick.
Are you talking to Nick or Rick?
My screen says Nick, but are you Rick?
That's Rick, yes.
Oh, we just heard you wrong when you called. No big deal. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Scott, I don't know why the legislation is even taking time to do this. Like, I agree that 18 should be able to drink. But you're on federal land, and this state can't do a thing about allowing you to drink. You know that. It's a federal law. So I just wanted to say that. They're just wasting their time. Unless the federal government passes it, they're not going to be able to drink, regardless what the state does, because you're on federal land.
Interesting take. Jurisdiction issue, says...
Well, sure, it belongs to the U.S. government. The state has no say whatsoever. So, until they can pass that, the federal, they're just wasting their time. So, just thought I'd throw that in, Scott.
That's a great point.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. We'll run that by Andy when we grab him. Thanks. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Jim, are you there?
Oh, yeah, okay, you're cut out there. Hey, my personal opinion's irrelevant, but let's consider the facts. First of all, that guy that called in a few minutes ago, talking about on base only. And when these guys go TDY, they're drinking overseas. And secondly, they're drinking already anyway, which is a base commander problem. I spend a lot of time active duty. So just consider the facts. And if they're old enough to die for their country, they're old enough to have a beer with their buds. At the end of the day, pure and simple. That's it.
All right. A lot of good opinions here. Thanks. John, Grand Forks, you're next. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. When did it change? That's all I need to... I'm curious about, man.
When did what change?
Not being able to drink on a base. Of course, I go back 45 years, of course, so ago, so... Yes, it must have. Well, it was prevalent back then, and I didn't see a problem at that time. But anyway,
you lost me there. You're saying, the law of 21 didn't matter when you were when you were on base.
When I was in 1969. Shoot, they had bars on the base, and teenagers could go in and have a beer and so on and so forth. I don't know if they can. The other caller, I was curious. I don't know. Can they still do it overseas? Must be just the United States. But it used to be that way. Anyway, I could care less now.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Monty and Bismarck, how about you? What's your take?
I was drafted at 18 right out of high school. And so me and three other guys went and enlisted in the Navy, and I spent about 2 years overseas in the Western Pacific, and I couldn't drink stateside, but anywhere overseas, if you're big enough to reach over the bar, you can buy a beer. And I think that if they have a military green ID, military card, ID card, they should be allowed to drink. Some of my friends weren't even 21 when they were killed in Vietnam.
And by the way, there's two things in this bill. One is on base, active duty military. The other is an amendment that would allow underage service members to drink off base as well.
Off base too.
Say that again.
I'd let them drink off base if they're 18 and they're in the military. I was in from 65 to 69, and there was a lot of heavy combat in Vietnam at that time. And many, many guys were killed. The youngest Vietnam vet killed in Vietnam was 15 years old.
Lonnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Chris and Bismarck, you're next. Tracy and Minot when we come back. And we're still trying to track down the actual author of the bill, Andy Marigold. Love your take on this. 800-228-0550. What do you think? Active duty military, 18, 19, 20-year-olds should be allowed to drink. Tell us what you think. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What a night's sleep worth, anyway. To have a really good night's sleep, it's worth some big bucks, isn't it? Well, it's not worth much, folks, when you buy my pillow and get a better night's sleep because of that patented interlocking fill that adjusts any sleep position. The 10-year warranty. But this pillow will not go flat. The pillow that stays cool so you don't toss and turn all night. It's machine washable and dryable like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic. It's great. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, My Pillow. where you can get a two-for-one deal. That means the 50% savings when you call 800-506-9028. Just go to promo code, go to MyPillow.com, rather, and use promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028 and get yourself a great night's sleep for a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. You won't be disappointed. All right, back to the phones here. Chris in Bismarck. We're talking about a bill introduced in the North Dakota legislature that would allow underage active military service members to drink alcohol on base. Sponsored by Representative Andy Maragos, a Republican from Minot. The House Judiciary Committee is going to hear this. Service members between the ages of 18 and 21 can purchase and consume alcohol on a military installation in North Dakota. And by the way, the base's commanding officer would have to approve it. And others are suggesting that through an amendment, underage service members can drink off base as well. What do you think? 701-258-0550. Chris Bismarck, you're next.
Yeah. How you doing this morning, Scott?
I'm great, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. As far as this underage drinking thing, the federal government does not have a law stating that the drinking age has to be 21. It's a guideline. The states can set their drinking age to whatever they want, but if it's less than 21, the federal government pulls highway funding. They don't give any more highway funding if the state sets the drinking age lower than 21. So that's kind of a workaround for them on the 10th Amendment. As far as the post, you're right on. The post commander, and those typically change every 3 years or so, can always make whatever the current laws are more restrictive. They can't lessen the law. But so even if it were to pass that active duty members between 18 and 21 can drink, each different base commander comes out with his own different sets of policies, and he can always make them more restrictive and say, you know, nobody under 21 on post is allowed.
What's the right thing to do in your mind?
Well, you know, I'm torn on it. I personally do believe that soldiers under the age of 21, you know, if they're allowed to fight and die, they should be allowed to have a beer or two. But I think there should be some restrictions and some limits on it. North Dakota does have, you know, kind of a bad rap for drinking. And I know if you talk to General Spry, he has a zero tolerance policy. Actually, right now, if you get a DUI, just one DUI, and you're in the North Dakota National Guard, you can be separated from service.
Appreciate the call, Chris. A lot of comments on this on our Facebook page and calls, and love hearing your opinion on this. Give us a ring. Tracy in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Fighting Sioux, good morning to you.
Fighting Sioux, good morning. There we go. We're going to make somebody mad with that, aren't we?
You can't say it, but I can. Hey, I'm a 25-year vet, and I got a unique point of view on this. I was actually on Fort Ord, California, when this policy became, or when it became policy. And what it was, what the DOD directive was that the post had to follow the law that the state, or of the state where the post was. So it wasn't a federal mandate. Boom, we're all 21. It's whatever the state is. Okay? And, you know, as far as, you know, what could happen, in 25 years, I saw a lot of abuse to it. And, but I think now, you know, like, especially in my last few years, I retired in 2008. The last few years, I think these kids are taking life a little more serious than they used to. Granted, you're still going to have, you know, your issues where people just drink a bottle. But I think I've always been of the feeling, you know, like everything, you know, a lot of the other callers, if you can go to war and die for your country, you can have a beer. And I fully agree with that. But it's like the other guy said, you know, Chris, I'm torn. You know, I want to see him have it, and I don't drink, you know, but I want to see these guys have it. But I the abuses is what I worry about. But, you know, like I say, it's kind of taking care of itself. People are really taking, you know, a different look at things now than when I enlisted back in 1983.
Tracy, appreciate the call. Thanks for your service. Jerry on our Facebook page says, I'd take it one step further and say, as long as you have a current issue military ID, active duty, guard, or reserve, you should be able to drink anywhere you want, on base or off. Warren says, hey, that ought to help with the recruitment. I don't know that we need help with the recruitment, but I appreciate your take, Warren. Sherry says, would the state even have this authority? It's one of the questions we're going to ask Andy when we track him down here on this topic. Dan, in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's just a ridiculous thing. You know, they drink anyway. I was in the military and the Navy over in the Mediterranean about 25 years ago. And, you know, there's none of the countries over there have a drinking age. The United States is one of the few militaries that does not have bars on their ships in the Navy. And, you know, like I said, they might as well be able to go in and hang out with their buddies at the club. Otherwise, their buddies would just get, you know, grab a case of beer and let's go over to your house or whatever. So
when you say it's a ridiculous thing, Dan, ridiculous that the law is the way it is now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, just, you know, I totally agree with the last thing you just read from Facebook. You know, anybody with an active military ID, you know, it shouldn't even be questioned. You know, and, you know, I was 17 when I went into the military, and, you know, I flew onto my ship overseas, and the first place I went was, you know, after we got all settled was, you know, everybody went to town, and we went and hung out at a couple bars and did, you know, scenic things, and, you know, it's just, well, you know, here is the only place that they can't, is in their own country. So,
appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Dan, good to hear from you. Thank you for listening. Glad you're out there. Others welcome as well. John says, why do we keep bunching people into groups with special rights? Conservatives routinely complain about this, myself included, and now we're doing it. Doesn't make sense, even when it's the group we support. If we want to lower the drinking age, it should be for all. Your occupation, vocation doesn't automatically make you better equipped to handle alcohol. Seems like unnecessary pandering for the purposes of some convoluted sense of self-satisfaction.
Well, radio makes you better able to handle alcohol.
You're more supportive of the military. Tell us what you think, my friends. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To hear a story about a simple, rugged, and reliable piece of equipment, talk to anybody that owns an Apache sprayer. Because these growers don't worry about those old, complex, clunky, costly sprayers. They love the ones with the patented technology, the world-leading innovation. The modern-day grower today just loves it. It's you can depend on it. The legendary Apache mechanical drive continues to be the linchpin of that dependability and profitability. The Apache growers don't worry about costly repairs or complicated routine maintenance. In fact, those poor service guys in the service department at the ET Ag Center, they're like the Maytag, you know, repairman, for crying out loud. I'm talking about, you know, Sean and his buddies back there in the service, you know, Tim and Eugene and the guys back there, and they don't have to worry about it. That's the Mandan guys. You got Tyler and Greg, Tim, Eugene, the Mandan team, and there's also the Fargo team as well. Chris, Stacy, Jay, Brett, Dan, Marcus. I'll tell you all about the wonderful sprayers from Apache. Then also that ET Ag Center is fabulous, too, where you got 50,000 of the parts you just need, not only for Apache, but pretty much anything in the ag industry. World's largest source of ag application parts. Stop and see them. I'd love to serve up a cup of coffee and chat with you about any of the parts you need or the newer used sprayers. They're in Mandan on East Side Court. They're on 35th Street South in Frontier or Fargo. And online 24/7 at HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com. All right, so a little bit of confusion on our scheduled conversation with Andy Maragos. I guess there's supposed to be a hearing on the bill right now, and so he was going to join us before, but we got a lot of good testimony today from our fine audience. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Time to chat about this or anything else on your mind. Here's some more calls came in during the break on that particular bill.
Yeah, that's Mac. Hey, I'm thinking if they legalize the drinking age to 18, I think they should have free beer too. You know, maybe they'd have an influx in people wanting to sign up for the military. I think I would have signed up when I was a teenager. If I'd have been 18, free beer, yeah, I think that would have worked out just fine.
This idea is snowballing now. You notice that, Todd? It's going a completely different direction. We're adding on all kinds of twists and turns. So now it's going the military free beer. Free beer.
You can probably find a sponsor for that, you know.
Yeah, I bet they could, yeah. Rich in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, my feeling on this is going to be a lot different than anyone else's. I think we're crazy for even considering this. Personally, I don't think alcohol should be consumed at all. I mean, it's a no-brainer, guys. How many of our people are slaughtered on our highways every day? How many of our women and children are abused physically, sexually, mentally because of alcohol? How many of our children go without, whether it might be food or nice clothes or a nice shelter, because dad takes and drinks the check away on Friday night? And we want to encourage this more? I'd say we're pretty foolish for wanting to do that. I think we're foolish for even allowing it at all. So that's my take on it, guys.
Well, let me ask you, Rich, I happen to believe, and this is from someone who had an alcoholic father, so I hear, I'm not dismissing the fact that there are cases where it is abused, where those that suffer from a disease, you know, do some really bad things, and it harms families. But I also believe that, the vast majority of people are able to use it responsibly. So because a sliver of society uses it incorrectly and it leads to bad things, that you don't necessarily say it's gone for everybody. That's my own personal take. But are you saying, Rich, that it ought to be banned for the military, or are you saying just alcohol ought to be banned, period?
I don't think we should have it, period, because of what has happened out there. You know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people are no longer with us because of irresponsible use of it.
All right, but again,
millions of us suffer because of the misuse of it. I mean, do you really know very many people? Do you really know very many people that know how to handle it? I'm like you. I've got it in my family, and I tell you what, I can't recall of one person in my family that can control it. To the point where I'm going to go ahead and drive home. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's sad. That's too bad. But I come back to the bigger question that, because some abuse it, do you ban it for all? And your answer is yes. That brings us down to
I hate to say that because I'm a big avid person as far as gun use, and I know it's hypocritical for me to say that, but I don't know very many people that know how to handle alcohol, period. I haven't seen it. I mean, here in Williston, come on over on a Friday night. For that matter, come on a Monday night. You think these guys over here making all this money know how to responsibly use alcohol? I can promise you they don't. Very few of them do.
My argument would be vastly more are using it responsibly than are abusing it. But, you know, again, Rich, that's why we have this program. If others disagree or maybe agree with your side, let's hear from them.
I understand your point. I truly do. I think I'm hypocritical in what I'm saying, but I'm also, because of what I have experienced in my life, and I'm 60 years old, guys, I've seen a lot. And that's where I get my point of view from, is from them years behind me. And I just don't know that if it's worth it or not anymore.
Appreciate your call, Rich. Thank you. Call again, will you? Dennis from Coal Harbor, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to comment on this alcohol issue. I'm a 25-year veteran, all active duty, grew up in Minot, went to school in Minot, and I believe that the federal installations, like the air bases, should allow their GIs, 18 to 21, to consume alcohol. Now, if they come across people who can't handle it, well, take care of the problem. Don't assume somebody else is going to do it for them. I mean, it's a responsibility thing. Shortly after they changed the drinking age in North Dakota, it forced the GIs, at least at Minot Air Force Base, to go up to Canada, because they could get a beer. Well, it wasn't too long after that, the two of them were killed on the highway. And all of a sudden, it's a military problem. Well, it's not a military problem only. People have got to be responsible. There's another area that hasn't been touched on. It's been alluded to. The social aspect. What does a GI do, like at Minot Air Force Base, if he's 18 to 21 years old? Where's his social contact at? What happened when I was growing up is they came to Minot and they dated all of our high school girls. We didn't like that. But anyway, the social aspect is very important here. You've got that age group, 18 to 21, in the GI factor, that what are they supposed to do? They can't go to the club and get a beer. They can't even go to the club unless they only go there to eat. So there's my views on this thing. And in my overseas tours, and I had lots of them, I could have a beer, a drink. I could have anything I wanted, which did not break any laws. So there's my comments. But the social aspect is very, very important.
Yeah, you're talking, Dennis. Let me read from the story. And this is a Forum News Service story about Representative Maragos's bill, quoting why he thought it would be a good idea to allow service members between the ages of 18 and 21 to purchase and consume alcohol on a military installation in North Dakota if it's authorized by that base commander. He said he is bringing it forward on behalf of the citizens, said the rationale has to do with promoting camaraderie and trust among service members who may be relaxing in the evening and discussing that day's events. If you're in combat, you have to be able to trust and think you know the guy in the foxhole next to you. That's what he said. So it kind of goes to your point there.
True, true.
Yeah.
And I know Andy Maragos very well, and he's, to me, a level-headed fella. And he's looking after that specific age group that are on military installations. They're in limbo. I mean, you get to go to the pizza shop, and then you get to congregate with the 4-, 5-, 6-year-olds. You see, I mean, that's not an atmosphere they want to be exposed to.
Dennis, thanks for your service. Thanks for sharing your opinion today. Interesting take. Darren in Dunn Center, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. First off, I'd just like to say I don't think it should be limited to the military because I could never wrap my head around how you can be an adult and a minor at the same time. They say you're responsible enough to drink at 21, but yet at 18 you're responsible enough to be tried as an adult, pay income taxes, vote. These sort of things, they need to make it one or the other. You know, we live in a country where you're putting an age on something. You're responsible enough to be taxed to death. That's fine. But you're not responsible enough to have a beer as you're crying over your tax return. So I just like somebody to explain to me how you can be a minor and an adult at the same time. I guess that's all I have. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Darren. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. A lot of great calls on this today with opinions all over. For the most part, I would say I'm not really keeping an official tally, but if I had to, we probably have the neighborhood of a dozen calls, and 10 of them have said thumbs up, do it in one way or another, and a couple have not. One's going so far as to say it ought to be just banned altogether. How about that? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for you to weigh in. Some more of the comments that have come in via Facebook today. Similar vein to some of what we heard today. Christine says, if you're old enough to die for our country, you should be old enough to drink. Maybe a person should have to be 21 to join the military. Steven says, lower it for all, in all bars, or leave it as is. Sherry says, the legislator says he's introducing it solely in response to a citizen's request. Apparently, the citizen's not a current military service person, and it would be subject to base commander authorization by authority. All right. Ashley says, go to Minot base and look at the DUI posting. Very rarely does it hit 15 days since the last DUI. And you want to add underage drinking? Bad idea. A lot of comments on this. Welcome some others. As well, one emailer says there's combat in Minot.
No. I hope not.
And we're not sending them into combat.
Canada's invading.
Today, yeah. Christy, Amanda, and we'll get you in here when we come back, too, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs,
new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. The Farm and Ranch Conference is coming up Friday. It goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One of the speakers is Chris Barron, President and Manager of AgView Solutions. And, Chris, give us a little sneak peek of your upcoming talk on the weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There's just a lot of things in the horizon, I think, in agriculture that we need to take a quick look at. And land values being one of them, we're going to take a good hard look at cash rents, how to assess that, and also look at cost of production analysis. There's just a lot of things that get talked about around cost of production, but we're going to take a look at it and just dive into some of the specifics and things that we can do to improve our operations, really hone in on margin management and being profitable in the years to come. Really looking forward to meeting up with all the farmers networking at the conference.
All right, sounds great. Chris Barron from AgView Solutions will be there, and lots of other great experts, wonderful resources. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ndfb.org for all the information on it. And find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, what is on your mind? We have spent a good chunk of this hour talking about a proposal by Andy Maragos, who was scheduled to join us and evidently got tied up in the legislature, so wasn't able to join us to talk about it. But what I wanted more than anything was to find out what you thought about it. And the hearing's actually happening on it right now. And we've certainly heard that today, so appreciate that. Here's another. Christy and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I went to school in Montana where the drinking age was 18. And I went to high school every day with kids that were hungover. Now, I had a late birthday, so I wasn't old enough to drink, but my friends all certainly were. But I have no problem whatsoever with soldiers drinking on the base at 18 years old. But most high school students aren't old enough to be drinking in the bars at night. Not a good idea.
All right, so we're going to put you down as no-go. On base, no problem. Anywhere else, not a chance. Is that what I heard you say? On base, you don't have a problem.
Nope. On base, they should be allowed to drink. If they're serving our country, they should be allowed to drink on the base at 18.
Yeah, and that is the original intent of the bill, as I understand it. There's evidently an amendment that's going to be added that says if you're active duty military, you can drink anywhere, underage, 18, 19, or 20.
I think it's a good idea.
All right. Christy, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome as well here. Let's see. Kimberly says, two separate issues. One, drinking age. I'd be okay with 18. And two, military base versus state law. The reality is the state can't trump what is or is not allowed by the military and federal law on these matters. Military requirements and federal laws pertaining to military behavior are implemented nationally. Cannot have a different set of rules on base depending on what state they are located in. As an example, even though marijuana use is legal in some states, it's not legal on military bases in those states. Thank goodness. Appreciate that thought, Kimberly. Marianne says, I was in my teens when Vietnam was going on. If our guys are old enough to be killed, just as previously stated, they should be allowed to drink. I've long felt the drinking age should be changed. I think it would promote 19 more because of the number of high school students that are 18, but there was a push for 18, I'd support it. Always has been the argument that they haven't reached maturity yet. I know people my own age that haven't reached maturity yet. Well, we all do. Marianne, thank you for the comment. 800-228-0550, 701-250. Oh, yes. Oh, goodness. Andy Maragos joins us here at the 11th hour of the program. We got a minute or so, Andy, but we can at least get an update. We spent most of the hour talking about your bill, as a matter of fact.
Well, Scott, I can't apologize enough. Unfortunately, the way the schedule worked out, I had the first bill in judiciary this morning, not the drinking bill, and it went way, way over, and I couldn't, somehow you just get locked into a situation. So I apologize for not being able to come on when we had talked. And the bill hasn't been heard yet. It will be coming up in the next half hour, 45 minutes. So very quickly, we have made a change, so I want your listeners to know that I had put the bill in with regard to just military reservations, but the citizen for whom I introduced the bill wanted it to read that they should be able to go into any bar, so I'm going to amend it immediately so when this person testifies, he will testify in the bill as if it would be 18-year-olds with the inactive military ID would be able to access any bar for a drink if they so chose.
Some folks have wondered whether it's possible for a state law to trump what would happen on a base. In other words, if you pass the law, would it automatically be something that could happen with the approval of the commander in Grand Forks or Minot, for example?
Yes, I believe that the federal mandate is that military reservations located in the state have to follow the laws of that state. So if we allowed it, and the commander still might not think it's a good idea, and he is responsible for the military reservation, the federal government side of it. So he may not decide to follow state law because they're not mandated to follow it, but they certainly can operate within the state law.
All right, so this will get a hearing now, and then eventually a pass or do not pass recommendation and be voted on by the full House, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. But the bill, I just wanted to make sure your listeners knew that the bill is going to be changed before the testimony is taken.
And most folks today, majority of our listeners, like the idea and also spotted ought to be everywhere. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Andy, appreciate you checking
sure
in.
And we'll talk again, Scott. And again, I apologize.
No problem. No problem. Understand how schedules get in the legislature. We understand. Not a problem. All right, we'll take a break. Well, I guess we're out of time. We're going to take a break till tomorrow. God bless you. See you then, folks. Bye-bye. In other words, Free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for, you'll get the best price, and you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.